Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading-edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show. Happy Friday. It's time now for Spiritual Design with Catherine Burnage. Let's welcome her on to reintroduce herself, her show, and what's up for today. Catherine, welcome back.
Hey, Nicole. How's it going?
It is going.
I hear you. Totally.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. As always, hi, News for the Soul. I've got just such a wonderful topic to explore this month. This is a monthly show called Spiritual Design, and I am your hostess, Catherine Burnage. Spiritual design is for empaths. It's for intuitives. It's for psychics. It's for mediums. It's for highly sensitive souls to establish understanding of energetic sensitivity. And I am personally a trained spiritual healer, a psychic, a trance medium, and a mentor, and a child of God. I work with the Holy Spirit to bring forth the truth that is given to me to share. So, without further ado, the topic for this show is so very important for energetic sensitivity, and I really can't wait to dive in. So it is centered around the reality that we are energy matchers. We are energy matchers. We match the energy of the world around us. We match each other. This is a basic part of what we are as humans. We automatically, without logically knowing that we do, interact with the energy of someone we're around or the place that we're in. It's based on our biology, and it's located in our chakras. And our chakras are a doorway, simply put, between our physical selves and our non-physical selves. If you'd like to explore how I relate to the chakras and how I teach about them, please refer to my show here in News for the Soul, The Astral Realm and the Eyes of God. I would love for you to have that information that I share in that show about the chakras. So there are upsides to the fact that we are energy matchers, and there are really, really beautiful natural aspects to this. And there are also downsides, which can be really devastating if we don't know how to manage it. The thing to know about energy matching is that it's really a very natural thing, and regardless of how it affects us, it's just our physical nature to do it. In this way, it's really important for us to let ourselves just be natural and normal and have what our bodies do and not try to change that or beat ourselves up or to spin too many stories around it. And I'll just keep, because the body is the body. In spiritual design, we're really looking at how is the spirit, how is the body functioning together? Spiritual design, so we know how to manage energy. And so the body is the body. And the energy of the body is originating in the chakras, and that is totally the way that it needs to be, and that's natural and right, and it just is. Not good or bad, it just is. So that being said, we will often feel this energy matching. We will often know what's going on in some way. We will be able to identify the energy match as a sensation, oftentimes. Maybe we feel a dull thud that comes over us, or maybe we feel totally uplifted all of a sudden. And this is totally helpful, the fact that we actually get a read on it, that we have a sensation about it, so that we can be able to relate to it and understand it and be able to identify how and when it's happening. Just go all into that. So we can notice when we walk into a store or when we get close to somebody physically, we can notice the change that takes place. We have a sensation about it. We can register something. We can locate where the change has taken place oftentimes, identify the sensation and where it happened. And this can all be really useful when we want to manage it and tell it what we want it to do instead of it telling us what it wants us to do. We learn that when we have these sensations, that they're telling us something about energy matching. And that's really the point, is that we ultimately want to understand what's happening, that what is happening is a basic function and a natural law. We want to be able to understand the function and the rule that it's following, so that then we can apply skills and tools to manage the energy based on that natural law. And it's really how we get, how we turn levels of feeling very disempowered by energetic sensitivity into mastery. This is when we can actually have total success, when we can apply these things all together. So how does this look in our day-to-day experience? What does it translate to? And the phrase, we are the sum total of the top five people we spend our time with, really exemplifies the natural law of energy matching. It shows us that we can either really benefit from that energy matching, or it shows us that we can also, that it can also really be our downfall. And then to say it in a more dramatic way, in this energy matching can really make or break us. But the hard, fast truth is, this is just a function. Energy matching is neither good nor bad, but it can be experienced as good or bad in our lives. They say that if we hang out, for example, with royalty or with highly successful people, that we will be convinced that we are that too, whether we were born into it or not. And conversely, we'll match the level of poverty or lack that we surround ourselves with, whether that was our original life's intent or soul's purpose. And please forgive the examples of hierarchy here. Another way to say it is, if a wolf is raised around a monkey, it thinks that it's a monkey instead of a wolf, and so on and so on. Energy matching is our biology. Our biological function of energy matching is based on survival and our need to belong in groups and families. In this way, we can really celebrate that it gives us tons of permission to bond with others. These bonds hold generations together. They form towns. They build churches. They establish countries and entire ways of being culturally. They give us a steady place to grow, and they give us a foundation of our intimate partnerships. We start to talk like somebody that we're bonded with. We start to dress like them. We trade ways of being with them, and we bother to work things out between us in order to maintain our physical energetic bonds. We match them. So there's this really cool personal story that came to mind when I was thinking about energy matching that I would love to share. here amongst all the supernatural extrasensory talents who listen to this radio station. This is an example of when I saw with my naked eye energy that filled a room coming off of a medicine man in a court in Arizona, and the whole place matched him. 20 years ago or so, to ride down to a court hearing in defense of a sacred mountain worshipped upon by the Hopi tribe. I was used to doing a lot of wandering in those days. I was pretty used to following my intuition into pretty extreme situations by then. So I went to this court hearing without much knowledge of the case. I just had the intuition to go. And it was held in Prescott, and the courtroom was packed with attendees. Wall to wall, standing room only. And somehow or another, I had a seat. And I didn't know too much about what was going on, but I had personally been involved for many years in Native rights in Arizona and New Mexico, coming and going from reservations and herding sheep along vast stretches of high desert. So during the hearing, many different people testified before the court on behalf of the tribe's religious rights to the mountaintop that a company wanted to build a ski resort on top of. And a man who must have been a medicine man took the witness stand. And suddenly I saw the whole room begin to ripple. And the ripple was emanating from the man on the stand. And he was very soft-spoken. And he said very few words, which he spoke more like prose or poetry, like the chiefs that have been quoted throughout the history of North American tribes. Actually, really only noticed that there's only a handful of chiefs in those latter years who didn't speak like that. And Quanah Parker was one of them, who was a very successful businessman and brought his entire clan into great wealth with cattle ranching. Regardless, this medicine man was a mystic, to be sure, and when he spoke, he said very little, but his energy and the energy of his words and the energy of his intention for his energy filled the room, and then the whole room matched him. And so I, for one, got dizzy and went into a trance before I even knew what this was. And I could see it with my eyes. I could see that he was drawing spirit world, directly into the cold, hard reality of the physical laws and boundaries of the courtroom in a really big, overarching way. And so people who are exposed to the supernatural realm, people who have extrasensory perceptions, like I did in that courtroom, are even more governed by the natural law of energy matching. This is how it really, really relates to people like us. So I would have had to have had, for example, an equal knowledge that he did on the astral and in the spirit to avoid matching the energy he was emanating. Not that I didn't want to match him. The empaths, intuitive, psychics, mediums, highly sensitive people experience the world of energy times a gazillion. It's magnified for us, so we are very, very affected by these things. So there are upsides, absolutely, and there are downsides, most certainly, to energy matching. Yet it's important that we recognize, fundamentally and foundationally, that it is simply a neutral function of our physical self. It's a part of our bodies, and it's just what we do. We can see from the medicine man story that forms of energy work and magic involve the natural law of energy matching. It's founded upon something. And we can see that it can be used for really beautiful things, or it can be used for potentially harmful, damaging things as well. The medicine man used it to bring truth and healing into a place that needed life to fill its halls. He used this natural law to work in concert with the land and with his ancestors on their behalf of their soul's purpose. He used it to advocate and administrate the natural law. So it's important that we understand the downsides to this ability that we have to match energy. Let's explore that a bit right now, because the downsides will often result in getting us off track from our goals. It can result in steering us down roads we never intended to go down. And it can even cause physical disease at some point if it's not tended to. The downsides of energy matching. And I personally know what it's like to have physical illness because of energy matching. I spent many years of my life feeling overpowered by people's energy. And this overpowering is a form of energy matching that has a very disempowering and negative effect, being overpowered. The people I was bonded with were matching with my energy. They couldn't see me. They couldn't see the God within me, their beauty or overview or life. So they needed to take energy from someone. They were starving souls. And unfortunately, this is far too common. And unfortunately, it is important to address these things. Yet because I matched their energy, because I matched their energy, the energy they were forcing on me or telling me was real became my energy too. And I was very ill as a result. So I have used skills and tools to supernaturally heal my own life and to receive healing from divine encounters in my life. And so I can tell you 100%, if you are experiencing or have experienced these things on any level, you can heal them too, and you can have these divine encounters of having your life healed. Because you see, we are all needing to relearn how to use this most wonderful natural ability to match others and our environment. Instead of coming from impoverished states, we can use our bonds to create beauty. The underlying truth of the downsides of energy matching is, if we're matching others or our culture too much, then we don't really get to live our own energy. And that energy translates to the information of our own spirits as we inhabit our bodies. And this is a really, really big deal. If we are people who see ourselves as having a life purpose, find our life's purpose, exploring this topic will be very revealing and helpful. If we're matching energy with others at the expense of our own energy, we can feel a lot of different things that don't seem right to us. If we're matching energy with others at the expense of our own energy, we can feel a lot of things that don't seem right to us, like the sense of never being able to catch a breath, the sense of always being late, of feeling late, or being off clumsy, feeling shy or diminished to speak up or show up, not having a voice, feeling like there's something nagging or incomplete. And like I shared about myself, these things can turn into physical symptoms as well. So a resource that I would love to invite you to study, if you are experiencing the downsides of energy matching, is on my very small brand new YouTube channel, a video called What Are Energetic Boundaries? It under my name, Catherine Barnage. So, yeah, and what that video is going to do is it's really going to start the ball rolling. It's going to give you, I honestly don't hear anybody talk about energetic boundaries in the way that comes through in this video and the way that's presented. So it could really be helpful. And this is really a place to start because we understand natural law. We understand things like the fact that we just are energy matchers. And then we start applying our tools and skills. And understanding our energetic boundaries is kind of in between those places. So it'll give you that natural law, and it will also give you skills. And it's, yeah, tons of value to change some potentially debilitating life experiences. So you are not alone, and there are many resources and ways to deal with the downside of energy matching. It is not you. It's just an imbalance of your biology on any level that this might be being experienced. That's all. It just takes understanding the application and receiving the blessings of the divine to change things for real. These are all really, really important ingredients. So there's definitely also great beauty to being energy matchers, to this natural biological function of ours. On the upside, energy matching gives people who have extrasensory perception a ton of information. Empaths fall very strongly into this category. People who can walk into a room and know what's going on in there to the nth degree. And what is happening is that their energy is totally matching the energy of the room, and the people in the room have come and gone, and even the history of the place. And the result is that they feel it as though it is their own, and they internalize it, thus giving them access to a ton of information. So this points right to the key. Being an empath is a natural, neutral state. Just like energy matching is a natural, neutral law. What the empath does with the experience of energy either does the energy overwhelm them and define them, or does it change them beyond recognition? Or do they know how to create space from the energy so that they can read it and they can make informed choices about it? Can they use the information? And that's the goal here. We want to understand the upsides, and we want to understand the downsides to this thing called energy matching, because it is always happening for us, whether we identify as an empath or not. And to be able to use all of it, to be able to use the experiences and the information we glean from our natural gifts, is the difference between having the gifts and being someone who is trained to use them. So let's look now at a real life scenario of energy matching. I think there have already been a number of them. Let's really just ground it home, bring it totally home. And this is, could potentially be a place of stuckness for a lot of us. And these are in our relationship bonds. Inherent to these bonds is that we want to belong somewhere to others. And our bodies dictate that we bond in specific ways to each other. These bonds can be extremely fulfilling and bring us true wholeness and joy. That's kind of the point of them. And that's totally their upside. And then their downside is when the bonds themselves are outdated or they're not helping us. Like we're matching with the wrong five people in our lives, so we're convinced we're monkeys when we're really wolves. When our life's purpose is really contrary to what we're actually living. This is when the relationship bonds are working against us, and this is when our biology and basic nature to be bonded can be viewed as a hindrance. However, here's where we can use strategy and understanding to get back to our essential nature and the baseline that we have for ourselves individually, instead of the baselines of the bonds that we have. So we don't get to ignore the biology or negate it or run away from it. We can't. It's a natural law, but we work around it. We get space from it. We learn to communicate with it. We learn to communicate through it, talking right now. So we work with it. Because the goal is to have bonds, to be matching and in our biology, but also to be in our own truth. So these bonds pretty much technically need to be informed by our own individual truth. And there are ways to access this truth. So I would like for you to please imagine a straight line coming down into the body from above the head. This part of the self coming into the physical part of the self, anatomically. It's invisible. It's still happening. And so I would like for you now to please imagine the bonds of your life coming off of your physical bodies outward into the world. And then also these same bonds coming horizontally and being received by our bodies from the outside as well. So, two images, yeah. It's helpful to imagine things because that's really a main part of our language, the spirits. So the goal is to access a clean line between our spirits and our bodies. And that line is going vertically up and down from the body. That's really like the main taproot. That's the main thing that we're wanting to establish. That's the primary relationship. And this relationship is what helps us access the dream that we're dreaming as we dream it, so that we can bring it into the physical world and have our dreams come true, have our dreams in our lives, whether that's for ourselves individually or whether that's the dream that we dream for our world. This life's goal, this soul's mission, comes down into the head, the top of the head, and it comes out of the body through action. We're bringing it into form. And so this is our truth. This is our energy as it steps down into the world. This is our dream. And if we encounter too many energy matches coming in horizontally from our bodies and going outward and inward from our bodies in all different directions, then this changes, for good or bad, the way that we can access our pure spirit-to-body communication. So this communication is what actually, this pure spirit-to-body communication, this is actually what brings us peace, ease, satisfaction, and harmony. Main attributes there. And then when we're energy matching, this very natural biological thing, because you can kind of see that by the time it's in the body, we're already built to match energy. So again, we're not doing something wrong. And herein lies the challenge, because we're trying to bring something into form that's not already in form, and then we're kind of being competed with. That's being competed with by energy that's already very form-based. So this is the challenge, and this is why it's so important to understand it, because otherwise it just all happens. And we have all these patterns and we don't know how to manifest or change something. And so this is when we need to recenter, when this energy matching is defining us more than our actual spirit-body connection. More than we can actually even hear ourselves think, remember our dreams, get in touch with our goals. And just so there are some signals, the signals that we need to recenter are And this is brilliant. This is the brilliance of the design of what we are, is that those feelings and sensations that we get when we match somebody or our environment tells us it's time to recenter. It gives us a ton of information. So especially if there's like an anxious, nervous, moving faster, being shy, stifled feeling, and then also if there's uplifting encouragement and invincibility, sexiness, these are all things that also signal on both ends that we're defining ourselves by energy matching instead of by the communication with our own dreams. And so you can kind of see there's a lot of different colorful areas to this because we can combine dreams with others. Then you kind of get down roads that maybe it shouldn't have been combined to that degree. And if you had just maintained your own dream, your spirit-to-body connection, instead of totally leaning into that bond, that energy match, what would have changed? What would have been different? So then oftentimes for us, energetically sensitive people, our sensitivity itself is the thing that will tell us when we're off-center. It's pretty amazing. So we can be off-center in a good way or bad, and we can use the energy matching. We can use it to help us get back on center, get back to our life's purpose, get back to our soul's purpose. Or we can be thrown off and we can fail to ever bring our real dreams into form. And on some level, we register this. On some deep level, we register in our own bodies. So our job, if we so choose, is to understand the upsides and the downsides, to get out of resistance to the fact that we are just naturally energy matchers. And then we can set about to learn to manage the energy instead of the energy managing us. So let's experiment together, if you would like to, this month. I invite you. I'm going to lead us through this really cool exercise and way that we can practice working with this. So, and then just invite us to do it all together throughout the month. And this is going to help us to gain a skill, first and foremost, a number of skills, actually. And it's going to help us to study the events of our lives as they relate to these things. So just using our ability to match energy with others in a really interesting and beautiful way, let's redefine the conversation, very much like the medicine man did. He redefined the conversation for an entire building. And those of us who are energetically sensitive, we know what it's like to have our conversation redefined at a moment's notice. We know what it's like for something or somebody to come in and define us just from an energy match. So it goes both ways. So if you would like to join me in meditation and learn this technique, I would love for you to. Invitation to join in, invitation to just listen. If you don't want to participate, close your eyes, settle in, and turn off any distractions. And if you would, please locate yourself in the center of your own head. Just be there in the center of your own head. Notice anything. And if something that you notice is that there are other people in there with you, if anybody else wants to tell you what to think or wants to see the way that you see or wants to share your view with you, this is definitely considered energy matching. Just smile, please, to yourself and just tickle them out or like a whoopee cushion or like a stink bomb or something, just kind of show them the door out of the center of your head where you are sitting. You as a spirit part of you that comes and goes from your body, sitting inside of the center of your head. Your control center, your queen's seat, captain's chair. And now, imagine someone in your life who you would like to practice gifting a spiritual hello to. Just look out from the center of your own head with your eyes closed and just imagine that person out in front of you, please. Just take a moment to see them, not do anything. Just identify them. And now please, if you would, get or see a color that that person is vibrating at right now. And just stay in the center of your head, please. And looking out at that person, just notice the color. Identify it, please. And just breathe. You don't have to do anything else. Just notice that, please. Now, if you would just imagine kind of moving that image of them and the color off to the left side of where you're looking. Just kind of ask that image that you're looking at, or that knowing, or that feeling, just ask it to move over to the side of it. Just kind of be in the center of your head and just notice that there's a lot of space out in front of you that's clear. Not filled with anything. Now, if you would please take a nice deep breath and say hello to the top of your head. Bring your awareness to your crown chakra, sitting at the top of your head. And just see it sitting there. Appreciate it. Maybe get any feeling about it, any sensation. Acknowledge your seventh chakra, your crown, your knowing, the way you connect with your own spirit, with the world of spirit. And please notice, what color is your crown chakra? Appreciate that, please. This is the vibration of your knowing right now. From the center of your head, wearing the crown color of your choice. Now here comes the spiritual hello part. So imagine the image of that person and their color coming back to sit or stand right in front of you. 3 feet out in front of you, not too close. Give yourself some room, please. Find your own energy, the space of yourself. And now please give the spiritual hello. And the way that you do that so that you can practice doing it here with me, is to change your crown chakra to the color of that person that you identified earlier. Just for a moment, look at the image of the person that you chose to give a spiritual hello to, and change your crown chakra to the color they're vibrating out, and flash them a hello, a for real spiritual hello. They're probably not standing in front of you right now. And then when you flash that color at them, just notice anything that happens. Take note of the experience. And then please very quickly return your crown color to the color of your choice. Make it different than the color of that person, please. So by doing this, what has happened is that we have matched the energy or the representation of that person's energy in the expression of a particular color. And we sent them a hello, a spirit to spirit hello. I see you. By matching them, and this match is actually a form of love. This kind of matching is love in action because it allows that person to be where they are. It allows them to be just as they are, while you acknowledge them just as they are. And you're not asking them to change for you or to meet you where you are, match you. You're going and meeting them just where they are, using your own abilities to do so. And you're saying hello to them in total acceptance in that moment. So please take note of anything that happens after this spirit-to-spirit hello. If you receive any communication, if there's any shift in the dynamic between you and this person that you have imagined, whether they're alive or whether they're not alive anymore. So please really enjoy and take note of, actually, if you would, first, validate yourself. This is a major skill. And please say goodbye to the image of that person. Just send them on their way. Completely gone. Whew. Goodbye. So that you in the center of your head, you're looking out and there's nothing there. Clear space. And now please just appreciate your own crown chakra. Appreciate the color of that crown chakra. And please, to the best of your ability, create that crown chakra in its most translucent form. Whatever color you're seeing, make it really translucent, make it see-through. And make it be a color that you want to wear in your crown for the rest of today. And then if you will, please notice and just remember the difference between wearing the other person's color that they had on and wearing the color that you're wearing right now. And if you will, please just give yourself a little spiritual hello. Notice yourself. Notice the color. Get a read on the color that you've gifted to yourself for today in your seventh chakra. Seventh chakra is so much of how the world even sees us. It's so much of how we are relating to the vast beyond our physical self. So please acknowledge your crown color, acknowledge and appreciate yourself, love yourself in this moment, and please keep track of this for the rest of your day or your night, wherever you are, because you have the ability to keep a color on your crown even when you go to sleep. So practice doing this ongoing. This is the invitation. Throughout the month, as you go through your days, and if you so choose, if you remember, if it's important to you, I invite you to keep a record of your results And in this way, begin a very integral and advanced form of not only being aware, but also controlling your natural innate abilities to match energy. And look, please note and really recognize how beautiful it is that we can give love and respect to other people at the same time that we're respecting and training ourselves to not necessarily give our energy over to the situations or the relationship bond. So we can train ourselves to bring our own dreams into the world, just like that medicine man did. We can really use this innate ability to match each other's energy to influence the world around us in the best way possible. With that same example, we can walk into stores and we can hold a tone. Instead of matching everybody around us, we can hold a tone that everybody matches. Especially when we are vibrating there at the crown chakra, this is a place of seniority. This is a place, no matter if somebody recognizes it with their conscious mind or not, they are relating to that level of seniority. You can experiment with using this. And please note, if at any given time you feel there's too much attention on your crown chakra, this can be very, very real if you feel like there's too much there. Please give yourself a clean out by visualizing the deepest, most translucent earth brown. And just drop down into this translucent earth brown there in your crown chakra, please. And just breathe for a few moments, even picture yourself or get your feet flat on the earth. And just let go of the energy that's been collected on your crown chakra, because it is also kind of like a radio tower. And just be aware that that is the possibility. And that, you know, there are levels to creating this ability to hold a tone and have other people match us. So what better thing during this time in the world of history than us defining these things for our cities and towns and families and communities? Thank you so much for joining me in this meditation, if you chose to do that. And please begin to come out of meditation, just keeping your crown at that color that you chose. And just stretch and open your eyes and grab your journal and write anything, any ahas that you had as the show is wrapping up. I do definitely want to let you know about a few things that might be of interest to you. I would love to invite you to what I call the Rose Medicine School tomorrow, on Saturday, August 22nd, from 11 to 12 Central Time. And if you want to learn more about specific techniques with me, please join me. The class is only $20, and you can register at katherinebarnage.com/Rose Medicine School 8. katherinebarnage.com/Rose Medicine School 8. And tomorrow in that class, we will be expounding upon what we did here today. And we will learn how to unmatch our energy from people and places. We will learn how to define our own energy. And we'll learn how to replenish with fresh energy at the drop of a hat. So, also to note, if you want to study your energetic boundaries, gain the foundations of tools and skills that will help you to manage energetic sensitivities, please join me in the Rose Medicine Garden on Instagram, which is my free live community. When you join, you receive 4 free video trainings there in the feed. You can join me live every Wednesday for Q&A and also for discussions. I bring new topics every single week to the table that are pertinent to people like us. And also, please do, as a reminder, put on your list to study that video in my little humble YouTube channel called What Are Energetic Boundaries? the video itself is highly informative, and I honestly don't see anybody talking about the information there. And it just is stuff that has come to me. So, and it's how I see things. So thank you so much for joining the show, Spiritual Design. Again, my name is Catherine Barnage. You can find me at catherinebarnage.com. Please remember that it's our true essence to match each other. And there's really, really beautiful parts of this. Our upsides, silly downsides. And that it's our sensitivities that are sitting right in the middle that are constantly relaying information to us. And that they're the ones that are communicating about all of this to us constantly. And that the real goal is to use all of our sensitivities. We don't necessarily want to shut them off. We want to use them. We want to engage with them. We want to train in them. We want to lean into them even more so that we can live our truth, so that we can have enough energetic boundary to communicate between our spirit and our body. And that's what our truth is. That's how we dream our dream into the world. And so with that, I thank you so very much. And thank you so much to Nicole. And I bid you adieu.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.